This podcast is sponsored by Swindon Film and Comic Con 2017. For more information and to book your tickets, go to www.swindoncomiccon.com.
Ahoy, hoy, I'm Pavo.
And I'm Neil.
And welcome to episode 35 of That's No Moon.
It's a podcast.
It's your weekly digest of all the Star Wars news you need to know with our finger on the pulse of the Star Wars universe.
Star Wars, Star Wars, Star Wars. Right, Star Wars. Let's fly into this.
Last week
we spoke about the Vanity Fair issue with the pictures and interviews and stories inside.
We did. And before we start...
Okay.
There was one, we often, sometimes on a slow Star Wars news week, we struggle.
Yeah.
I can't believe we missed the fact that it was 40 years ago, birthday of Star Wars last week, and we never even mentioned it.
Oh, so, yeah.
So happy birthday, Star Wars. You know, because we do kind of like the movie a little bit.
I mean, I can think why we missed it is because we were looking for news rather than birthday things. I know that is news, but as you're scrolling through the rumour mills, the nuggets of stories and everything that you go down... There wasn't a lot of that in that section.
No, but it was kind of a big moment in the Star Wars history. But there we go. I thought we'd just do a little retro bit and happy birthday, Star Wars.
Happy birthday, 40 years. Wow. So, going back to this. So, like I said, we spoke about the Vanity Fair issue last week.
We did.
And stories. Now, Kathleen Kennedy was talking in that and she spoke about all sorts of things. But the bit I wanted to highlight was just this, that she was asked... what they were going to do next to the standalone movie. She quickly to paraphrase a bit, she said, we have a couple of things right now that we're circling and we'll make a decision between two pretty shortly. It'll probably be for 2020 and we'll make a decision by June. Now, June obviously starts tomorrow. Obviously, if you're listening to this afterwards, it might already be June.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you, we've spoken about it many times, what do you want to see as a standalone? You know, would you like this? Would you like that? I'm going to ask you a direct question.
Go on then.
What film do you think they should make next as a standalone?
Well,
From what Kathleen Kennedy said,
that it's going to be a movie that's going to come out in 2020, I think that's the biggest clue out of the lot.
Okay.
So I think it is going to be an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie because I think that Ewan McGregor is going to have some kind of role in... Episode 8 or Episode 9. And if that's the case, Episode 9 comes out in... 2019. Which means that then Obi-Wan Kenobi's story will be finished in the original saga, if you like, or the new trilogy. And then that will leave it open that then they can work on it in 2020.
Okay, I like the logic of that. But what would you like to see?
I would like to see an Obi-Wan Kenobi movie.
I'm with you.
As long as it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi The Lost Years.
Yeah.
Where he is...
Tatooine.
Yeah, because you've seen that. I don't know if you've seen that picture of Sebastian Stan from Winter Soldier next to a young Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
See, now I think he could play, although maybe he's a bit old, because Luke in that period is about 19, isn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe not. But I would like to see the sort of adventures that Obi-Wan Kenobi got up to. Because he's not just going to be there doing nothing. He could get himself into a little
bit of
trouble.
Well, there's going to be some scrapes, isn't there? There's going to be some rescuing to do. And it doesn't mean just because he was on Tatooine he couldn't leave.
No, exactly.
I mean, you know, it's a huge universe. Yeah. He could secretly go places to do things, and he would still be knowingly, with his Jedi mind force, whatever, know that Luke's all right. He would know if he's in peril. So he doesn't necessarily have to go to...
Yeah, but if you can imagine that with a planet like Tatooine that has got things like Jabba the Hutt lives there, and probably all the Hutts live there, I suppose. You've got places like Mos Eisley that is scum and villainy.
Yeah.
There are so many people that he could run into, Tusken Raiders, because it's obvious that he knows how to deal with Tusken Raiders because he does the weird sound and he knows a lot about
it. But Mos Eisley Tatooine isn't just Mos Eisley, is it? You're obviously going to have other places around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Mos Espa, a lot of the other places were seen in Tatooine, but... What I mean is that there are so many, and it's obviously a planet that a lot of scoundrels and pirates come to and leave, that there is enough there that it doesn't need to have any connective tissue to anything in the Star Wars universe. There doesn't need to be, you know, a CGI Leia or a CGI Luke or
you
whatever.
You don't even need to have them in the story,
at all. It can be just... And I think they could get away with maybe doing three movies, you know, because I know it takes it away a little bit, but I don't think for 1 minute that there's only going to be one Han Solo movie.
Do you not? Like I think they're going to see how popular it is.
I can't see how with...
Well, it's one of these things that could be ongoing, isn't it? It's almost like when they did Indiana Jones, the TV series. the TV series, right?
Yeah.
So it goes back and, it references the films in certain episodes, but there's a lot more adventures that person can have. So I agree with the Han Solo, it could be, but I definitely think they'll probably just wait and see what the figures are.
Yeah, maybe.
It might be something that takes a while. I still think they got with that Boba Fett movie, I think there's a chance, like you said, a good Western in it.
I would like to see if it's Boba Fett that it's not centred on Boba Fett. Boba Fett is almost like a Magnificent Seven kind of thing.
That's what we said. There's all those bounty hunters as we had in Empire Strikes Back, isn't there? You could utilise them as well, you know, to be with him.
He could be the Yul Brynner kind.
Leader type. Of the pack, as it were.
Just saw Magnificent Seven a couple of days ago.
What, the remake?
The original.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, I'd never seen it all the way through. Really enjoyed it.
It's
really
good, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did you think it... Oh, we digress. I'll talk to you about that one. Right, so, also in Vanity Fair of that issue, Mark Hamill was also talking about Star Wars, and he revealed that he had a problem with Rian Johnson's script for The Last Jedi. Now, if you know anything about Mark Hamill, he also said this about The Force Awakens, where he said that he feels that Luke didn't appear enough and things like that, but obviously came to realise and appreciate what J.J. Abrams did. So, just to paraphrase again, let me just jump down. This is Mark Hamill speaking. I pretty much fundamentally disagree with every choice you've made for this character. Now, having said that, I've gotten it off my chest and I might... Job now is to take what you've created and do my best to realise your vision. So that is what he said to Rian Johnson. I just wanted to bring that up because that came to light, that he's now disagreed with both scripts. He later goes on then to say that he now agrees with the story and the outcome of it, giving no hints away. Now, Mark Hamill obviously is a major character in the Star Wars universe, being Luke Skywalker, probably one of the most principal characters. I didn't think he, as an actor, had enough oomph to be able to dictate a script anyway, would he? Would you think that?
Well, I wouldn't say that...
Harrison Ford probably could.
Well, but
you know, to be able to get him into the movie...
But then again, the rumour was that he wanted Han Solo to die in Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but was he that huge then? I mean, he'd had a couple of big hits.
He was probably...
He was on the start of his path, wasn't he?
Well, at that time, I would say he was one of, if not... the biggest
Hollywood
stars
star.
in cinema.
That was all the way through the 80s, wasn't it?
So it was 83. So we'd already have had Star Wars, Empire, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom. Temple of Doom was 84. Blade Runner obviously wasn't a massive hit, but he would have been somebody that box office wise, not necessarily.
Yeah, but he didn't have the power that he has now. I mean, for all we know, Force Awakens might not have had Han dying. Do you know what I mean? He might not have, and it might have been his clout to be able to do it. I don't see Mark Hamill as an actor.
No, having that
sort of power. But
I think Harrison Ford, the whole point, he said that I'll come back as long as I get killed off.
But I think, obviously, they've made the right...
Go on.
I thought something was jumping on me. I think, they made the right choice to leave Luke to the end, after seeing The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a big sort of...
I still enjoy watching The Force Awakens. I think it would have been an amazing moment if the lightsaber had flung into Luke's hand.
What, from...
instead of going into Rey's, when Rey and Kylo Ren were fighting, I think that would have been...
That would have been an
amazing entrance.
But I do feel we're going to get a moment like this in The Last Jedi.
We have to. We can't... He can't just...
Float around.
Stand around moaning or being this old curmudgeon. He's got to kick ass. He's got to. Because it's got to show what kind of power... If the whole point of Snoke is they need to find... Luke, the Last Jedi, because they're scared of his power.
If that's what it is.
You know, well, the whole point is they're saying that, that he's disappeared, and because he's disappeared, the First Order are now, you know, a strong thing against the Republic. So if the fact that he's disappeared is a reason that the First Order have risen, you would think that he must be powerful. So to see how he's powerful is hopefully what's going to happen in Episode 8.
He doesn't do anything. He just walks past everybody, just constantly going...
Yeah, that was just going, yeah. Jedi's going to end.
Sat in an armchair. Yeah. Right, come down to my little base, Ray.
Sucking on a Werther's.
And then, he'll sit there smoking his clay pipe.
Yeah.
And Warwick Davis. Your friend Warwick Davis has joined the cast of Han Solo, the film, and has arrived in Fuerteventura, according to reports, to start filming. So he must be the most consistent actor now, is he not? He must be. Apart from Anthony Daniels
is the.
But then Warwick Davis has been in standalone. The he was in Rogue One, wasn't he? Did he not have a little part in that?
He was in Rogue One. Well, but then so was C-3PO.
Was Anthony Daniels filming that?
Why not? I would assume so.
Who knows? So Anthony Daniels is probably top.
Well, Anthony Daniels has been in every one.
Yeah.
Prequels and everything. Although. Warwick Davis, I think, didn't Warwick Davis have two roles in The Phantom Menace?
He did.
Yeah, but I would say they're the two that have been in...
But it's just quite sweet that he's on the Han Solo movie now, and obviously I bet you he's in, like, Last Jedi. Well, he is in The Last Jedi. Yeah. He's going to be in Episode 9, isn't he? He'll probably end up in this other standalone. I just think it's quite sweet.
Yeah.
It's your friend.
My friend. Who accosted me on his Segway. Bless
doing
him.
Your best Wookiee impression.
My best Wookiee impression, yes. Although I will not do it now because I don't do...
And there's children around.
Yes, there are children around. Right, we've got some more Yoda's questions.
Questions!
So,
I love questions.
Here we go. I'm going to read them from up here. Right.
Okay.
Julie Davis.
Hello, Julie.
Hello, Julie. Has said, why is Luke's lightsaber blue in The Force Awakens, but his last known one in Jedi is green? Surely he hasn't lost another. P.S. I don't watch Rebels or any other cartoon canon in case it's in there. Well, it's quite a simple answer to that. Is that
he lost it, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but that isn't his lightsaber originally. Originally, that's Anakin's lightsaber that he fought Darth Vader with in Empire Strikes Back. He got his arm cut off, or his hand cut off,
and dropped.
So lost that one. He then made his own. Prior to Return of the Jedi. So, but now, one interesting fact to go with that question is that Pablo Hidalgo, who's one of the top story guys at Lucasfilm for Star Wars, has now officially said that that lightsaber, the one that Rey offered to Luke at the end of The Force Awakens, is now officially Rey's lightsaber.
Right.
It's never going to be called Luke's lightsaber or Anakin's lightsaber anymore. In canon, that is now officially Rey's lightsaber.
So it makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, does it make sense? Because there's so many people saying, well, no, Rey isn't related to either Luke or Anakin or Obi-Wan. But the only people that have held that lightsaber has been a Skywalker, be it Anakin or Luke.
Or it depends who found it.
Well, yeah,
they would have held it.
Yeah, but I don't think they found it, they didn't go,
does that work?
Yeah, but I don't think it's like an Elder Wand or whatever, where whoever picks it up then gets the power. But it's just that lightsaber called to Rey in The Force Awakens. Mm. And why would it call to Rey?
So you're starting to think she has something to do
when
with
I first
you.
Saw the film, that's 100% what I thought. As time has gone on, I've got more to like 0% that it is because it seems too on the nose.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just what's in front of you is exactly what it is.
Yeah, but
I'm 50-50 at the moment.
But saying that, you know, it doesn't, like you said, just because Skywalker's held it doesn't mean you have to. It's not, like you said, it's not an Elder Wand. So in theory, Luke could give it to anyone else. Luke might have bad memories about that lightsaber and might be like, oh. You know,
or the fact that he's going to train her to be a Jedi, he's already got his lightsaber. He's just going to give her that lightsaber. It's just the fact that officially now that is Rey's lightsaber.
That may be
the only simple explanation. Is like, I've got a lightsaber. You have that one.
Yeah, right.
And then we can joust with each other.
Joust? Is that what they do with lightsabers nowadays?
Something like that. That's what the kids are calling it. Okay, Jake Burgess.
Hello, Jake.
Hello, Jake. Has said, do you think Luke will die in episode 8? If so, who kills him?
I don't think it'll be episode 8.
Okay.
I genuinely don't. I think it'll take it into... might in episode 9. Might do a Yoda old man style death.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Where so you don't think he'll go out in a blaze of glory sort well, of like you might do,
but I still think if he's going to die... I think people are expecting him to die as well. I don't think it's going to be episode 8. And part of me still thinks, no, they might just keep him.
Okay.
Because they could start another storyline with him in, couldn't they? Easily.
Yeah, but I don't think he's
he could be the old, you know, I don't know. I don't think it'd be episode... I genuinely don't think it'd be episode 8, so no.
Okay.
And if so, who kills him? I think Kylo... If it's going to be episode 9, I still think Kylo Ren might take him out.
Okay. I'm thinking if they're going to try and go for a Empire kind of...
Twist
to top the twist from Empire. Rey kills Luke and goes okay. Bad.
Now I've heard tell of this of Peter with Snoke.
Controversial, maybe.
Right, because I've read a piece about Snoke, and I read it, and before I knew it, I'd already read it. Now this might contain spoilers. I have no idea. Now Lego released their some pictures of their thing. Did you see this?
I did see that, yeah.
And then you see Snoke had the robe on and he was talking to a hologram.
Right.
Now, the rumour fields are saying that's Luke in the hologram.
Right.
Have you read this?
I haven't read that, no. So okay. I have to look for that. Why isn't that one of the stories this week?
Because I'm not a spoilerific person, but that's just reminded me. I only read it this morning, actually. So
wow,
there you go.
That's a bombshell.
And so that's where the rumour mill's going, that people are having a school of thought that Snoke and Luke...
See, that's one thing I hope it isn't, because I don't want it to be that Luke has been like a baddie all the time kind of thing.
No.
I really don't want that, because then it was already bad enough watching The Force Awakens and then going back and watching A New Hope. And you see this young, virile Han Solo, and you think, I know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
Your son's going to kill you, spoilers. So I really, it would affect me watching the original trilogy again, yeah. If in the back of your mind you're thinking he's a baddie, or yeah, sort of like a baddie.
It would be pants.
I hope that's pants. Not what they do.
Me too, but I'm going to ask you directly now, do you think he'll die in episode 8?
I'm going to stick my neck out, and I'm going to do a mad prediction that Rey is going to kill Luke.
In episode 8?
In episode 8, and then he might come back as a... and maybe there might be this thing where Kylo Ren and Rey almost change places. Don't ask me how, don't ask me why. I'm going to say that. It's ridiculous, but who knows? Stranger things are happening. Okay. The final question is Tim Wainwright. Hello, Tim. He says, where can you see the Star Wars films going with their new films? E.g., do you think Rey is Kylo Ren's sister?
No.
Or is she Luke's daughter?
No.
Also, there always has to be balance, so will good ever truly be evil forever?
No.
Thank you very much. Well, that was episode 35.
No, seriously, let's break this down.
Break it down. So, where can you see Star Wars going with their new films?
Right, so let's answer his questions first, and we'll get to that last one.
Okay, do you think Rey is Kylo Ren's sister?
No, I don't.
So she's not a Solo?
No.
Right, okay, I agree with that. Is she Luke's daughter?
Now, everybody thinks, this is what we just spoke about, thinks that she is, and that was the big
possible.
Census. It is possible. I personally think it's something to do with Obi-Wan.
What percentage would you put for Rey being Luke's daughter now?
10.
I'm gonna go about 30%.
Right.
I'm like a yo-yo with that one.
At the moment, I still think it's something to do with Obi-Wan.
Right, okay. Also, there always has to be balance, so will good ever truly beat evil forever?
Well, the simple answer is no.
No, I think that the definition of balance
means
is that
one without the other.
If there is good, there has to be bad. Yeah. There has to be the yin to the yang, I think. So
that's
it's a bit of a cop-out answer, but I think that sort of stands to reason.
So after this original trilogy, where do you see them going? Now, I still think they're going to carry on with the movie a year. I don't think they're going to go up to 2 a year. I really don't.
Well, no, I think like that once they've done episode 9... I think they need to give the saga maybe a break so that the main characters can get a little bit older, as they've done in The Force Awakens.
But like we said, there's no reason why they can't do a saga of Obi-Wan. Exactly. They've got so many standalone
movies. They can do Han Solo. There's so much stuff they can
go old school, like we said. There's a lot that they can do. But I think there will be another saga, but not to do with the original saga.
No. And then there may be 5, 6, 7 years' time when Rey is older and Kylo Ren and Finn and whoever's left, it can start another saga.
Because I have got a feeling that this saga is not going to come to a complete close. There's going to be something.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I mean, there's so much that they can do, and there's so many different alleyways, because it's set up that there's going to be 2 or 3 story threads. It's not just going
to
be...
Well, no, because you're going to have Poe Dameron's story. Yeah. You're going to have Finn now.
Yeah.
And obviously Rey and Luke.
And I also think that Captain Phasma is going to be a bigger part in this. It's been confirmed that she's not going to have a helmet for most of the episode 8.
Okay.
So it's going to be more reliant on Gwendolyn Christie acting. And I think that's going to... What's that?
I was just saying, when you said acting,
I think it's going to be more for her of a revenge story for her.
What, against Finn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Chase down Finn. Absolutely. That'd be cool. Yeah, because a bit of a damp squib in episode 7, wouldn't she?
Yes. But there you go.
Yes, fantastic.
So thank you very much for that question.
Yes, thank you very much.
Please get your questions
into us. If you've got any questions, feel free to put them in the comments below. Likewise, if you've got any questions or things about the original stories that I brought forward, i.e. what Mark Hamill said, Kathleen Kennedy, and the standalone movies, what standalone movies would you like to see? When you do leave a comment, do remember to press the like button.
Indeed. And come and subscribe to our channel. You can subscribe now, not on Boba Fett's head, but right there on the Japanese Star Wars poster. You can click on there and subscribe. When you do subscribe, click on the bell icon, and then that means then you'll be notified every time we release a brand new video.
Wow, thank you very much.
There you go, that's episode 35
already in the bag.
In
he shoots,
the
he scores
bag. And it's nearly summertime, so it can't get any better than that.
No,
thank you very much for watching.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say something else.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Thank you very much, pal.
And we'll see you all again. So may the force be with you all.
Ways. Swindon Film and Comic Con 2017 offers to bring you some of your favourite characters from TV, film and comics, with a huge selection of cars from your favourite movies. There will be photo shoots, talks, autographs and loads of stalls full with memorabilia from the world of TV and film. Swindon Film and Comic Con 2017 is the event you're not going to want to miss. To book your tickets and for more information, go to www.swindoncomiccon.com.